This week is Road Safety Week. It's the UK's biggest road safety event, coordinated annually by Brake, the road safety charity. 30-year-old Lauren Doherty from Knaresborough has spent the last 10 years paralysed following a road accident, and alongside Brake is helping raise awareness when it comes to road safety. Lauren has been sharing her story with some pupils at Dacre Braithwaite Primary School.
Hi, I'm Lauren. I'm here to talk to you about road safety and people with disabilities. 10 years ago this year, I was hit by a van while attempting to cross a road. I was on a night out with my friends and got distracted. As a result of my accident, I spent 16 months in different hospitals, had lots of different operations, and I really hurt my neck. This means that I'm now paralysed and I can't move my arms and legs by myself. I've had to totally rebuild my life. I've had to have a tracheostomy fitted, which is a tube that goes into my windpipe to help me breathe more easily. A machine called a ventilator used to help me breathe all of the time through the tracheostomy. I'm now able to breathe for myself during the day, but still need to use the ventilator at night to give my body a rest. As a result of my accident, it has had a massive impact on not just me, but also my family and the driver. I live by myself with my dog, Poppy. A team of carers look after me 24 hours a day. They take it in turns to do night shifts in case I need anything, as it's not just in the day that I need looking after. They must do everything for me, from getting me washed, cooking my tea and enabling me to go out places. I'm still able to eat and drink like you can. I just need someone to feed me. I can still do many of the things that I did before my accident. I just need to do them in a different way now. To use my TV, computer, phone, turn my lights on or off, ring or text someone, I use a device called an eye gaze. This is like an iPad, which I'm sure you'll all have used. To make this work, I use a mouthpiece, which someone has put in my mouth, which is like a computer mouse. I can also use my eye gaze using my eyes. The tablet has a camera on it and it can identify my eye movements to move the control around the screen. This does tire my eyes after a while. I have an exercise bike that helps me move my arms and legs. The foot plates and the handlebars then rotate to move my arms and legs. This is really important that I keep my body moving, as it helps to build my muscles up and stop my body from going stiff. I have my own car, which I access through the back using a ramp. To stop me moving around whilst the car is moving, my wheelchair is fastened using seat belts to the floor. This gives me the freedom to go out when I choose. Without the support of my family, friends, hospitals, doctors, nurses, and my team, I wouldn't be able to do what I do. And without their support, I wouldn't be able to live the independent life I do now.
I'm just asking, but are you, like, okay? Do you, like, ever feel, like, emotional?
After it being so long, since it's 10 years, I do sometimes get upset seeing what the effect it's had on, like, my family. So it doesn't upset me myself, it just upsets me seeing what other people are like.
What did it feel like at the time?
I don't remember my accident happening. I remember a few hours before. Your body has got a really cool way of it protects you, so that even though you're awake at the time, that you don't remember because it's so bad, and I think it's really good that your body does that.
Do you still feel the pain from the accident, like the injuries?
I don't get a lot of pain because I take quite a lot of medication to stop it. But my body can go into a spasm, so I can shake and my arms and legs will move. So it's just uncomfortable, but it doesn't hurt.
Can you move in your wheelchair on your own?
At the moment, I can't. Other people have to do it for me. But I want to look into being able to move my wheelchair so I can control it with my chin. So I'm hoping to do that early next year.
How long did it take you to get used to your life now from before the crash?
It took quite a while to getting used to being in a wheelchair and having to have everyone do something for me. So even the little things, like if I want to scratch my nose, someone has to come and do it for me. But it takes quite a while to get used to going back to the same house that you've always lived in. It was nice to be able to go back home, but it took a while to get settled into not being able to do anything and someone having to do it for me. But even after 10 years, sometimes that I'll go do something that I was able to do before, and I just have to get used to doing things again.
How do you think your dad felt when he heard the news about you?
My dad was at work at the time, so it was my mum that had to ring my dad to say that I'd had my accident, and he was upset. But I think at that time, he just had to drive to the hospital to be with all of us. But he's still really upset after all these years. And even the little things kind of can upset him. But he stays strong for the rest of the family.
When you visit schools, do you feel happy that when you share it with the children to keep them safe?
I love that when I go into schools and that when kids listen and when they're able to ask questions, that hopefully they remember what I tell them and they're careful on the roads in future. But I sometimes get cards or pictures from kids at schools that show that they do listen to what I've told them.
So when you go out, do your family go with you, or do you always have to have your carers with you?
I've always got to have two people with me. So sometimes that's just my carers, or sometimes I can do things with just my mum, my dad and my other family.
A big thank you to all the staff and pupils of Dacre Braithwaite Primary School for taking part and asking Lauren the questions. You can find out more about Road Safety Week by logging on to roadsafetyweek.org.uk, and it's only right that we allow Lauren to have the final word.
If by me telling my story makes people aware and prevents even one person from experiencing what I've been through, then talking to people about my life and road safety is worthwhile.